Today's daf is a daf mem gimel. So we were talking about yesterday this machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon about whether or not they were tovei the kanas or were they tovei the boshes pagam. So Rabbi Shimon says, you're tovei the kanas, that's going to be modu b'kanas pater. And Rabbanan says, no, you're being tovei the boshes pagam. So what exactly is machlokas? They're being tovei different things. So the Gemara explains on daf mem gimel now, two lines down as follows. But my kemiflegi, what's the machlokas between Chacham and Rabbi Shimon? Amr Papa, Rabbi Shimon Savar, lo shavik inish midi de kayet, v'tavi midi de lo kayet. In other words, if you're going to make a collection, you rather collect something that's definite, that's firm, that's absolute. The kanas is a set amount. There's no evaluation. There's no uncertainties. So go for the kanas. That's a guarantee. So that's why a person's going for the kanas. In that particular case, the mode of the kanas is pater. Rabbanan say savri lo shavik inish midi de chimode be lo miftar. A person is not going to ignore something that if you admit about, you won't be potter. V'tava midi de chimode be lo miftar. I mean, if you're going to go after the knas, it's possible he's going to be mowed to the knas and he's potter from paying. So you may as well go after the claim that even if he admits to doing something wrong, you're still going to collect. So therefore you go for mamun. So that was the thinking of the Baal Din. What is the essence? What's the ikker claim? Is it the knas or is it the mamun? Okay, so now the Gemara says a new topic. Gemara says around six lines down. Boy minei Rabbi Avina mirav sheshes. Bas hanizones min ha'achim mais yadeh lemi. So the din is that a daughter, she gets fed by her father. The truth is she's not required. The father's not required to feed her. The father chooses to. The father has no obligation to feed her at all. But since he decides, most likely we assume a father will feed his daughter, so in turn he gets the mais yadeh, all her income he gets, because otherwise there'll be Ava, that I'm supporting you, you're not helping me out here, he's not going to support her. So we want to encourage that relationship, that financial relationship, so the father chooses to support his daughter, and his daughter's mais yadeh go to the father. Now the father dies, so now the requirement is the ksuba that the father left behind, or the estate the father left behind, is going to support the daughter. That's a tanai, the ksuba. So the brothers who are overseeing the estate, they're in essence going to shell out the money to the daughter. Now, do the sons in turn, are they going to get the ma'isi adeha as well, just like the father, or not? So that's the question of the Gemara. Again, bo'yiminei Rabbi Avina me Rav Sheshes. Bas hanizones min ha'achin, a daughter who's going to be supported by her brothers, ma'isi adeha lemi. Who gets her ma'isi adeha? Who gets her schar pu'ula? B'makum av kaima, do we assume that the brothers are standing in the place of the father? And ma hasim ma'isi adeha la'av, just like when the father's alive, the father collects her ma'isi adeha. Hachanami ma'isi adeha la'achin, here as well. The brothers are in place of the father, and they should collect on her ma'isi adeha. Oh, Dilma, perhaps we should say, lo dami, you can't compare la'av. Hasim mididei mizdazana, hachala mididhu mizadna. By the father chooses to support his daughter. He has no obligation. But therefore, he gets the ma'isi adeha. But here, by the brothers are not using their own money. They're using the estate's money, and therefore they have no right to collect the ma'isi adeha. That's the suffix. Just look at Rashi, three lines from the top here. Bas hanizones min ha'achin shekachu tanai ksuba b'pirkin. The Gemara we're going to learn in a few days from now. B'non nukvin, the daughters, the yahavnin l'chai minayu, that the mother says, the wife says, that all our children, the daughters we have, inhun yon yisvin b'beiti, let them stay in my house. U'mezani minichsain, let them continue to benefit from the estate. That's part of the tanai ksuba that the father and the husband is willing to do. Until they're bought, they're married by other men, until they marry out. Fine. So, lab mididei, says Rashi, ela mitanai ksuba iman. The reason why the daughters are being supported by the brothers is not because the brothers are using their own money, they're using the estate's money, so maybe they shouldn't have to, they shouldn't be able to collect her ma'isi adeha. So the Gemara says, amrle tanisu, we have a Mishnah, almana nizones minichse yisomim, and almana, not the daughter, but the mother, the widow, she's going to benefit, she's going to be sustained by the property of the Yisomim, of her own children. U'maisi adeh shalahen, and they also get to keep it. So just like the almana gets supported, her maisi adeh goes to her children, so to the daughter, she's supported, and her maisi adeh should go to the brothers as well. So Gemara says, no. Midami, almanaso lo nichalei barvacha, bito nichalei barvacha. No. Almana, no, she went through a lot, and she doesn't need much. At that point, all the struggles in life, she's okay just getting by with whatever supports her. However, a daughter who's looking to get married, so she needs harvacha. She needs more money, she needs more food, she needs more clothing, and therefore harvacha is necessary. So by the amana, she's willing to give up her ma'isi adeha to her own children. But by the bita, she doesn't want to give up her ma'isi adeha. She needs the ma'isi adeha. She needs to have clothing, jewelry, all of that, because she needs to look good, she needs to look presentable, she needs to get married. So don't bring me any rayas from the case of the almana.
The Gemara says, wait a second. Are you suggesting Lememra debito adifale malmanuso? Is this suggesting that we favor the daughter more than the almana? Not because we choose, but because that's the circumstances that we give greater rights and zechuyos to the daughter, that she keeps her ma'aseh there more so than the almana, where she doesn't keep her ma'aseh there? But we're going to see the opposite, that we treat the almana with greater respect than the daughter. V'ha'amar Rabbi Abba, amar Rabbi Yossi, also almana etzel abas kibas etzel achen. We make the widow like a corresponding her relationship to the daughter relative to the daughter, like a daughter relative to her brothers. What's that ratio, if you will? B'nechasim m'muatim, when there's a very little property, which Rashi defines as nechasim m'muatim, only enough money to be mefarnes her for 12 months, and Tosa says enough money to support her until she becomes a bogeris. So whatever the shear is, when there's nechasim m'muatim, there's a minimal amount of money. But so the din is mahabas etel ha'achim, the daughter relative to the brothers, habas nizones va'achim yishalu al pischem. In other words, there's not enough money to support all the children. So who has to go door to door? Who has to go begging? So we say, let the daughter stay home and get the money, and the brothers should go around begging. So too, af almana etz abas, so too, the relationship of almana versus the bas, almana nizones, we let the almana get from the state, she could stay home, the almana, and get supported. And we make the bas tishal al psachim, and the daughter in that case has to go around. So again, the sons have to go around versus the daughters, but the daughter versus the almana stays home, and the daughters go asking door to door. So here we're giving greater credence to the daughter more so than the almana. But above we said no, the almana has to give her ma'aseh yadeh away. The daughters get to keep it. So who's better, the almana or the bita? So Gemara says le'inyan zilusa, in terms of disgrace and embarrassment and shame. Amanasu adifale, we have to preserve the kavod of the almana, the dignity of the mother, more so than the daughter. So that's just relative. Belin in harbach, in terms of extra money, extra spending money, bitu adifala, we have to give the daughter more money than the almana. So it depends on the context. Sometimes we give greater zechuyos to the almana, and sometimes more to the daughter. So the Gemara then says as follows. Meisiv Rav Yosef. Yosef asks the following question. Maisi yadeha umitziyasa. We had in the Mishra yesterday, her maisi yadeha, and her mitzias that she finds, afal pi shelo gavsa, even though the father never collected it, it had a din of mamon, meaning all the money that she was supposed to collect. She has a paycheck. She didn't get her paycheck yet, but it was coming at the end of the month. Or she had a mitzia coming. So even though she never collected the ma'isya deh, and even though she never collected the mitzia yet, afal pi shelo gavsa, meisa av, the father dies, ahare hein shel achan, the brothers are yorushit, has a din of mamon, even though it wasn't collected yet, has a din of mamon, and it goes through Yerusha. The time of the Gemara's Medayik, time of the Bechai Ha'av, this is only because the father was alive when she was expected to collect it, even though she didn't actually collect it yet. If the father died already, however, La'atma, she gets to keep her own Maisa Yahadeha. So my love, is this not a case, Binizonis, where she's being supported by her brothers, and yet still she keeps her Maisa Yahadeha. So this is, the Gemara says, it seems from here that she should keep her Maisa Yahadeha even when being supported by her brothers. Where it says, lo, this case when she gets to keep her ma'aseh yadeh is dafka b'she'eino nizonis. When she's not being supported by her brothers, that's when she keeps the ma'aseh yadeh. Had she been supported by her brothers, the din would be her ma'aseh yadeh would go to her brothers. Where it says, wait a second. You're telling me the chiddush is here that she keeps her own ma'aseh yadeh when she's not being supported by her brothers? Of course. If her brothers aren't supporting her, why do you think they should get her ma'aseh yadeh? Asks Gemara. Ibishe'eino nizonis. If she's not being supported by her brothers, Maila Meimra, what's the chiddush? Of course, she should keep her own ma'aseh yadeh. And Maila Meimra, filu man da'amar, even the one who holds that a master Yachal Harav could say lomar tis Evan. We'll see it's Evan Kanani only. Le Evan, he could tell his Evan Kanani, osi imi, you have to work for me. Ve'ein izanch, I'm not going to support you. I get your ma'aseh yadeh, yadav. You make your own money. I'm not supporting you. Figure it out. You're an Evan Kanani. That din is only true. Hani mila be'evik kanani deloksev be'imcha. The politics doesn't say imcha. You don't have to give the same level of comfort and luxuries as an evit ivri. But abal evit ivri deloksev be'imcha. You have to treat the evit ivri with kavod. You can't say that evit ivri work for me. I'm not supporting you. No, he's working for you, and you have to support the evit ivri, but not the evit kanani. But if that's true of an evit ivri, so then lo koshke and bito, certainly the daughter one would have to support as well and take care of. So of course, there's no chiddush here, and if you're not supporting the daughter, so of course you don't keep her ma'aseh yadeh. What's the chiddush here of the Mishnah? So Gemara says no. Amar Rabba Bar Ula, lo nitzucha elal hadafa. It's talking about hadafa, the surplus. So we know we're talking about a mission. The mission is talking about a case where the brothers are not supporting her. Ain't no nizonis. And if it ain't no nizonis, we say it's of course she keeps her own money. Why do you think the ma'aseh debt should go to her? So the explanation is maybe she makes surplus. All the ma'aseh debt that she makes that's going to support her, let's say $1,000 a month, that's all she really needs. That's what she should keep. All the odef, all the surplus, maybe should go to the brothers as a zechus. The children are zochen certain things from the father, certain zechuyos. The zochen, the nechasim, the zochen, different things. Maybe the surplus, more than she needs to support herself, should go to the brothers. Kamash Ram, no, not true. Since they're not supporting her at all, nothing goes to them. Not the ma'aseh yadeh, nor the hadaf of the ma'aseh yadeh either. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. So Mar says, wait a second. This is a very strange answer. Amar Rava, Gavir Rabba Krav Yosef, a great person, a great tzaddik, a great Talmud Chacham like Rav Yosef, Liyada Dika Hadafa, was he not aware of Hadafa? And yet still, Kamosif Tiyufti, still asked the question? So that wasn't really what's going on here. Ella, what's going on here really is, Amar Rava, Rav Yosef Masnisa Gufa Kasha, he had a problem with the Mishnah. Mishnah didn't sound like it made sense. Dikatani Maisya Deha Umitsiyasa, the din is that her Maisya Deha and her Mitsiyas, her findings, Afa Pishla Gavsa, even though she didn't collect them yet. I said, wait a second. Who's she collecting a mitzvah from? You don't collect from anyone. You find a mitzvah. You don't collect a mitzvah, asks the Gemara. Gavsa mitzvahsa miman gavya. Who's he collecting? Who's she collecting from? So Gemara says, what the Mishnah is telling us is that no. Elalav hachi kamar, is the Mishnah not saying, maisa yadeha ki mitzvahsa. It's comparing maisa yadeha ki mitzvah. Ma mitzvahsa b'chai av la'av, la'achar misa av la'atzma, that which she finds in her father's lifetime goes to her father, that which she finds after her father dies, she keeps. So too, by comparison, af ma'is yadeh, nami b'chai av la'av, la'achar misa av la'atzma shmamina. So he was learning a deek for the Mishnah that we're comparing the mitziah or the ma'is yadeh to mitziyasa, that she gets to keep it after the father died. She gets to keep everything. It's all hers. That's the deek we're learning from this. And the Gemara brings the same thing, that she gets to keep the ma'aseh yadeh, that Itmar Nami was stated as well, that Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Bas HaNizonis Min HaAchin, a daughter, even if she's being supported by her own brothers, ma'aseh yadeh la'atzma, she gets to keep the ma'aseh yadeh. How do we know this? Amar Rav Kana, my timer d'chsev isnachaltim osam levneichem acharechem, that the din is of an Evik Kanani is morish from father to children. The father dies and leaves behind the Evik Kanani. The children are Yorish and Evik Kanani. Osam levnechem. Only the Evik Kanani goes to the sons. V'lo b'no seichem levnechem. But the daughters don't go to her own brothers, to the sons of the father. So Magid to tell me she'ein adam morish zechus bito livno, that the father does not morish every zechus that he has. Not all of them. The zechus of the daughter in particular does not go to the sons. So although they do have to support her from the Tnai Ksuba, they don't collect the Maisa Yadeh. Look at Tosis on the bottom here, Dira Maskel Magid. He asks a question. He says, why do we need a Pasuk to tell me that the children are not getting Maisa Yadeh? We know from elsewhere they don't get Maisa Yadeh. How do we know from elsewhere? He asks Tema, Amai Itzirich Krol Lahachim, Ha Higufa Lo Nafkal and the Maisa Yadeh Lavia Ela Mila'ama. In general, how do we know a father gets ma'is yadeh? From the pasuk kim chor ishas bito, he could sell his daughter as ama ivya. So ma ama ma'is yadeh la rabba. The ama goes to the master who owns the ama ivya now, or her ma'is yadeh. Af bas ma'is yadeh la avya. So to the daughter's ma'is yadeh go to her father. Fine, that's the drasha. The ama gufa, and the ama ivya herself, eino ovedes los aben los abas. She's not inherited by the children of the Rav, Kidamina Per Kedushin. So here as well, this daughter should not be inherited by the sons either. Meaning there's no Yerusha by Am Ivya, so there shouldn't be Yerusha by the Bas either. So that's the drasha. That's how we know Maisa Yadeh don't go to the children. You don't have to have a different pasuk v'snachaltim al som levneichem acharechem. So Gemara says no. Near the Rajba, de lo itzrech haikra el mishum kitana de hekesh lo itzrech el lenara. Aval ktana lo tzarech hakesha dehasha zuni mizvana le maisa deh mibayi. So the din is that Am Ivri is talking about a katana. You could sell a katana. That's a drush of a katana. The drush of a snachaltim is referring to a nara. There are two different psukim for two different ages, two different stages of the daughter. That's what's going on here. Fine. So Gemara now says further. So after establishing maisa deh goes to the, does not go to the brothers, the Gemara is now going to ask a question and actually say otherwise. It's actually the machlokas. So maskiv la rabba, v'eima b'pitoi habas, v'knasos v'chavalos akas medaber. Maybe what doesn't go to the children, what's not Yerusha, maybe only the knasos, the penalties, the chavalos.
But maybe, as the Mepharshim explained, that which is unlikely, that which is infrequent, that doesn't go to the children, to the sons. But that which is matzoi, like Rami said there, maybe taka, that does go to the brothers. V'chein tana, we have an explicit tana that says, Rabbi Rav Chanina, b'pitoy abas, v'knasos, v'chavos ha-kasim medaber. Only those items don't get pushed off, inherited by the children. But that which is matzoi, like Maisi Adair, in fact, do go to the brothers. So there's a machlokas. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The Gemara asks, chavalos tzara degufa ninu. And that's not fair. If she gets beaten up, that her brothers get to collect her the chavalos, that's her tzara, that's her pain. Why are they collecting on that? So Gemara says, no. It's talking about not her tzar, rather Amr Biyosi bar Chanina, going on to Amr Beis now. She punted such a situation where she was hit with faner in her face, and not only was there tzar, but there's also a depreciation in her value. So anything related to value, that is there, that goes to the children, to the sons, to the brothers. If it was just tzar without value, she keeps. But once it's tzar with a depreciation of value, it's that goes to the sons. Look at the Rashi. She punted b'faner. Her value was depreciated. The father would have the rights to that because he has the ability to sell her. Now she's worth less, so that goes to the son. But if it's just tzar alone, the din would she would get to keep it. Either way, we see there's a machlokas whether maaseh deh go to her or this last bride said that no, the only things that the children are not yorish are the knasos, that which is infrequent. But the maaseh deh, the implication is, would go to the son. So that's the machlokas. And the Gemara says further, Amar Reb Zera, Amar Reb Masna, Amar Rav, Amar Yila, others say Amar Reb Zera, Amar Reb Masna, Amar Reb Bas, Hanizonis Min Ha'achin, Maisa Yadel Atma, that she's being supported, she gets to keep her own Maisa Yadel, Dechziv V'sachaltim Osam Levnechem Acharechem, Osam Levnechem, Levnosechem Levnechem, like we saw before. Magid She'ein Adam Morish Zuchos Bitali B'vino, that's pretty much what we just said there on Amar Aleph. But then Amar Le'avim Abar Papi, Shokid Amra, who's Shokid? Shokid Manu, Shmuel, that was Shmuel. Why was he called Shokid? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says three narrow lines down, Shmuel have a karile shakid, al shim de hilchasa kavase bedine. We know everywhere in halacha when Rav and Shmuel argue, bedine, by Isser, we hold like Rav, bedine, we hold like Shmuel. Why we hold like Shmuel? The shokid al dvar of the omer and kilchasa. He was shokid, he immersed himself in the halacha, so that's why we pass like him in the world of dine. Either way, he was called shakid. So ha Rav, Amra, he quoted from Rav, Ema, I skipped the line there, I think, did I? 1 second. Shmuel, her Rav Amra, Ema, Af Shakid. So Rav said this, not Shmuel. What is it? No, Af Shakid Amra. Both Shmuel and Rav agreed that Amr Mar Bar Me Mar Rav Ashi, Hachi Amr Nardai, Hal Hilchasa, Kivasa de Rav Sheshes. We pass like Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is the one who holds that the Maisa Deb go to her brothers, and Rav Ashi Amr Hilchasa Kras de Rav, the Hilchasa Kras de Rav. And we pass that no, she gets to keep it. So there's a machlok is what to do, but the Maisa it seemed that we pass that she gets to keep her own Maisa Deb after. So that was a whole long sick. So now the Mishnah introduces something different. The Mishnah says as follows. Hamaris es bito vigarsha. A person who is gets his daughter engaged and gets divorced. Irsa and Vinis Armala, and then again she gets after divorce from the engagement, she gets engaged a second time. Vinis Armala, she gets widowed now. Ksubasa Shalo, so he gets to keep the ksuba. Who's he? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ksubasa Shalav, Ksuba Shigova Mishne Erisin Halalu, both of the engagements, Kasavar Yesh Ksuba Larusa, so he gets to keep it, the father. However, his Sia, if she gets married, Vigirsha and divorced, his Sia, Vinis Armala, gets married a second time and gets widowed. Ksubaso Shela, she gets to keep the ksuba. Because when she's married, she's no longer in the possession of the father. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harishona Shelav, no, the first ksuba of the marriage that the father gets, because he owned her when he married her off. But the second one, at that point, she was no longer under his jurisdiction, so she keeps the second one. So Amrlo, so they say back to Rabbi Yehuda, Mishia Sia Ein La Virushispa. Once she gets married from that first marriage, she's no longer the father's, so she should collect even the first ksuba as well. So that's the back and forth, and we'll see in the Gemara. So Gemara first makes the following deal. Time of this Sia Vigarsha Visia Vinis Armala, only because she got married and divorced and married and widowed, is this this okay. Aval Nis Armala Trey Zimnev, if she gets widowed two times, right? The case of the Mishnah was divorced and widowed. But let's say she gets widowed twice. Her husband, two husbands both died. Then Sula Chazil and Suve. She can't get married ever again. Why not? We're learning something, a side point here. Kasasim lantana kerebi, the amar betray zimne havi chazaka. This machloket between Rebbe and Chachamim, what establishes a chazaka? Is it two times or three times? So if a woman gets married, loses her husband, she creates a chazaka of being a katlonis, a murderer, and therefore she can't get married again. So two times is enough for Rebbe, and according to Chachamim, three times. The fact that Mishnah gives an example of Girshin and Nisarmla, and didn't give an example of Nisarmla and Nisarmla, that tells us that it must be that two times creates the chazaka. Now, there's an interesting machlokas in Yevamos, Daf Samach Dalman Beis. Why is she katlanus? What's the chazaka? What's the concern? The Gemara says, we'll look at Tosin in just a second. Is it because the mazel garam or because mayin gazam, garam? Mazel means she has bad mazel. Bad mazel, that's what it is. Something above our understanding. And mayin garam means her insides. There was some type of infection that causes it. So the nafkamin, one of the nafkamin the Gemara says was, if they get engaged, there's no concern of infection. They never had tashmish. So if their engagement will create the same din as not, so if it's a mazel will affect even erusim. If it's a mayon, that won't affect erusim. So that was one of the nafkaminas. But marriage, even a mayon would be a concern. So look what Tosa says now. Because the Gemara is medayik only from the stage in the Mishnah of Nisuin, but doesn't medayik, it's not medayik from the erusim case, it's only from the Seifa. So it says Tosos, Mishuman Damar Mayan Gorum, the fact that they choose the marriage as the example must be they're assuming it's Mayan, which is the infection, because by Erisin we know there's no concern about infection. Daikle Mesefa, that's what we're learning from the Sefa, Dafkin Assum. Vim Tomar, Vitikshale Miresha, why not ask the question from the Resha, which talked about Erisin, and you could infer Mashma de Mazel Gorum, because Mazel even affects when a woman's engaged to someone. Okay, fine. Either way, just bringing these two different reasons of Mayon versus Mazel. So now the Gemara says further. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harishona Shel Av. In a situation where she gets married two times, the first one goes to the father because that was in his jurisdiction to marry her off, but it's the second ksuba that she gets to keep. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what was his reason? Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Damri Tevaya, both of them hold Mishas Erisin Zacha Ben Av. When is the father zoch and the ksuba? The moment they get engaged. And when they're engaged, that's still under the jurisdiction of the father. See zoch and the ksuba. The ksuba is a shibud already exists, mishas erishim. So if you just look at Rashi, Rashi writes in mishas erishim, shabal harishon, when she gets engaged to the first husband, nischaiv la ksuba, already at that point, the husband owes money to her, where there's a shibud, the zocha ba'av, and the father zocha. And aval, even though they get married afterwards, that's a chus still is attached from the initial erishim. About the Irish and Shani, by the time she gets engaged by the second husband, Lo Zacha, there the husband, the father rather, is not Zocha, the Mishinisei Slavishan, because once she got married to the first one, Pakat Zachusei Meine. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding again. The idea is, Mishas Erisin is when the father is Zocha and the Ksub. So Meisiv Rav asks the following question, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harishona Shel Av, and the first one goes to the Av, Umo the Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Bin Ma'aris is Bito, Kishi Kadana, he engaged, had his daughter engaged when she Kadana, Ubagra, Vacharkach Nisei, and she becomes a Bogas, and then gets married, Shein La Via Rishispa, the father doesn't have Rishispa, why not? Amai, Hachanami say, Lema Hol, Mishas Erisin, Zacha Benab, Shas Erisin, she was a Katana, that's the Zachus of the father, I don't care if she got married 6 months later, and she's a Bogas, we go based on Shas Erisin, and the father should collect it, even in the case of Bagra, Vacharkach Nisei. Ella, that can't be the svara. It's not because Shas Erisin. Ella, you know why, says the Gemara? Ella, itmar hachidmar. Rabbi Yosef, Damri Tevaya, they both explain, ho birshuso nichtavin. The ksubas were written in his rishus. Look at Rashi to explain this. Ho birshuso nichtavin. Ksuba harishona shayel fnei nesun. The ksuba that they wrote, we're no longer going Shas Erisin. We're talking Shas Ksiva now. Shas Ksiva. The ksiva was written right before the marriage. The hilkach bagra, Kodim Nisuan lo nichtav b'shuso. It depends. What was her age b'shas Nisuan, which means b'shas ksuva, b'shas ksiva. If it's a case where she was a bagar, even though Erisin was ktana, and these bagra b'nasa, so she's a bogaris b'shas Nisuan, b'shas ksuva, then she gets it. But if she's still a katana, b'shas ksuva, and b'shas Nisuan, that's when we say the father gets to keep it. That's the difference. Not shas erisin. We've already neutralized shas erisin is not a concern. It's shas ksiva, which in essence is shas Nisuan. That's what the Gemara explained. So the Gemara says, okay, now what about migvei me'emas gavya? When can they collect? Because we're talking about shas erisin, shas ksuva, shas Nisuan. Now the husband owes money to the wife. He already writes his document. And there's a lien on any property he owns. So if he, let's say, gets engaged on January 1st, and they get married, I don't know, March 1st, and they get divorced July 1st. So do we say the property from January 1st is all a lien from the ksuba? That's when they initially got engaged. Or do we wait till marriage, Shas Ksuba, which was March 1st, and anything in between was not part of the lien? So that's important to know. So who says Rashi, Umigve Meimas Gavya, Kolomer Leinin Zechias Ha'av, the father's Zechus, Deha Chazinan, we see, the La Basar Erisin Azin. We already said we don't go based on Erisin for his Zechus. Afilu Rabbi Huda, Kedekatani Moder Behuda Be Amaris Bito, Bagrafai, Ama Basar Ksiba Azin. We go based on Ksiva. Leinin Mitchaf Lakuchos, to collect from the Kuchos any property that the husband sells off, can you go ahead and collect it, saying that the Ksuba had a lien on it? Me'emas tarfa mishabdei, at what point is there a lien? Mishas Erison, even though there's a chus, the av doesn't exist from Shas Erison, but maybe the shibud exists from Shas Erison. So do we say, says Rashi, Mishas Erison, tamahi shaita, chai b'takanta d'rabanan, at that point there's already chiv to pay the ksuba, even though there's a chus av. Oduma ad shas ksiba, they have a milva b'shtar lo tarfa, you need the shtar to be written. So the same question here, legabi the shibud, is it from Shas Erison, or is it Shas ksiva? So the Gemara says there's a machlokis here. Amar Rav Huna mana masayim min ha'erisin. The initial amount of the 200 of a ksuba, or the mana for a mana, masayim for a basula, that's shas erisin. The ready the shibud exists. V'tosefus, anything that the husband decides to add on top of the base amount, that would be shas nesum, which would be shas ksiva. That's the distinction. Rav Asi Amar echad zev min ha'erisin. He thinks no. All the amounts, the initial amount and the surplus, all that goes shas ksiva, shas nisun. So Gemara says, Umi Amar Rav Huna Hachi, does Rav Huna really say this? Distinction between the Keren versus the Tosefes. V'ha Itmar, Hotzi Olav Shei Ksubas. If a woman presents two different ksubas, Acha Shemasayim V'acha Shashalash Meas. They're both good ksubas. But the husband wrote two ksubas for whatever reason. One was 200, one was 300. V'amar Rav Huna, Basa Ligvos Masayim Gova. Mizman Rishon, if she chooses to use the initial ksuba, which is the one written at the Nisuin, she could collect array from the Zman Rishon. Shalosh Meos Gova Mizman Cheni. But if she wants to use the other ksuba, which has 300, she has to collect from the later date. She loses all the shibudim that exist. In other words, the husband got married, wrote in ksuba January 1st for 200. For whatever reason, he says, I want to up your ante. July 1st, I'm giving you a different ksuba for 300. It's one or the other, not both. If you choose $300, you can't have a lien from before July 1st. If you choose the $200, you could even have a lien January 1st. So there's an advantage each way, because one has more money, but less property to choose from. The other one, January 1st, had less money, but there's a greater lien, greater security on it. So you have to choose which one you want. So Gemara says, Vim Yisef, it's really true, Tigba Masai Mizman Rishon, Umea Mizman Sheni. So why not say by the 300 Ksuba, say, collect the 200, initial 200, the Karen of the 300, collect from the Zman Rishon January 1st, and the surplus collect from the July 1st case. Why don't you split it up? Mar said, wait a second. Ulatamech, according to your svara, tigbe chamesh meos kulam. Collect all the money. Collect both ksubas. What do you mean? He said, what's going on here? Masai mizman rishon, tlas mea mizman sheni. So don't get too involved in that question. The Gemara just clarifies what's going on here. Ela chamesh meos, my time alone. Gavya, why can't you collect all 500? Why can't you collect both ksubas? Because kaven de lo kasiv lei, since the husband didn't write in the second ksuba, the 300 ksuba, he didn't write the following. Tzvisvi osif de lecha tlas mea masayim. I'm adding 300 to your initial 200. Had he written that, let's say the second ksuba said, here's 300 on top of the initial ksuba, that would be two ksubas that go together, she would be able to collect both. But the fact that he didn't acknowledge in the second ksuba, the first ksuba told us that these two ksubas were mutually exclusive. Hachi kamarli, this is what he was saying to her. Here, listen, these are your options, lady. Imizman rishon, gavisa, gavi masayim. If you want to choose from Zman rishon, you have the first ksuba, 200. But imizman shein, if you want to choose from the second later date, gavisa, gavia tlasam, mea, you only get a 300. They're mutually exclusive, you can't collect them both ksubas. That's the situation. So there's no kashas to Rav Huna about the Karen versus Tosefes. So Hachanami, we'll stop with this. At the top of Mem Dalad, Hachanami here as well. When it comes to Hainu Taimu Dilo Gavya, why can he collect of the 300 ksuba, 200 from Zman Rishon and 100 Tosefes from Zman Sheni? Dilo Gavya, Midilo Kasev, since he didn't say, Osif Dilacha Mea Amasayim, I didn't write 100 on top of the 200, Achuli Achilse Lishibu Dakama, and she accepted the ksuba of 300. In essence, she was Mochel on the liens from January 1st. That was the implicit understanding in the Gemara. So just look at the Rashi, we'll stop with this. Hachanami midilok siva vosifis la mea amasayim kamai. I'm adding 100 to the initial 200. He doesn't write that. Elakasav is mancheni lechol. He writes, here's July 1st for shlosh meos, a new 300. That she was mochel, that she accepted the second ksuba, she in essence was mochel on the lien that existed already from January 1st. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. In case I forget, I will not be here.